Welcome to the second episode of K-pop Radio. I have no script and I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but let's see what happens. A lot have happened throughout the summer, right? And a lot is going to happen. In August, a lot of groups have comebacks. Red Velvet has a comeback right now, I know. Icon as well. Their new song, Killing Me, is so good. You just have to listen if you haven't. BTS is having a comeback soon. Right when school starts, perfect timing. I guess this school year I'm not going to do as well either. I've been chilling out quite a lot for the past year, probably, but whatever. I'm not really into doing homework anymore. I was a really good student when I was a kid. But now, yeah, let's not talk about it. Anyways, let's just get into some new songs. The solo by Taeyong, I mean, it's just so good. And I know that Jin's solo is out now. And, like, finally, I just feel like so proud for some reason, but we all knew that Jin was talented. Everyone in BTS is talented. Well, anyways, it's so good, but it's not out on Spotify yet, so I'm not going to put it in the this mix, I guess. But I mean, it's just so good, and the theories. I mean, when the MV comes out, the music video comes out, I'm just probably going to read about theories and just rewatch all the music videos because we need to connect, guys. No, just kidding, but I'm not going to have time to do homework probably. But whatever. Yeah, just whatever. So this was the new song that Icon, or the title song that Icon has made a comeback with. It's so good. All their songs are so catchy. You know, when I started to become like a K-pop fan, I was really into BTS at first because I discovered K-pop through BTS. But anyways, I kind of promised myself that I would be just stanning BTS just because I felt like I was being loyal. But we all know that you cannot really be true to that promise when you're in the K-pop community. Well, anyway, I'm not really stanning Icon, but I really love them and probably going to stand soon and watch Icon TV. I saw a clip on Instagram today. It just looked really fun. And yeah, the song is so good. Just say Twice. Let's just talk about Twice. Okay, the thing about girl groups is I'm just so jealous of their perfect bodies. Everything about them seems so perfect. I mean, everyone in the K-pop community. But I mean, lately I've been feeling like really insecure about my body, and I know you really shouldn't because no one's perfect anyways. But I've been trying to become a better me. But the thing with me is I want to have a really good body, but I still don't want to exercise. So I started a diet, which held for 2 days. It's a record, by the way. No, but diet hasn't really worked for me at all, as well as exercising, but because I get cravings a lot. I know it's not good, but there's really nothing I can do about it, I feel like, but I'm trying. And I know that you shouldn't do extreme diets like K-pop idols do, but and I know that it's just a quick fix, but it makes me feel satisfied for some reason. And just look at how skinny everyone is. I'm just so jealous. But yeah, to be honest, we just shouldn't try this, especially when you're in your teenage years. You just shouldn't do stuff like this. Well, anyways, Twice. I really didn't think that Dance the Night Away was their style, really. It was more Red Velvet stylish, you get what I mean, but it kind of gets stuck like all of the Twice songs. So yeah, Infinite. I just love Infinite so much, and I really think that they're underrated, even though they've been around for a really long time. But lately, they haven't been getting a lot of love and support, I guess. And I really miss Hoya. Yeah. Well, personal opinions, anyways. I've been standing Infinite for quite a while, and I know they haven't got any recent content exactly, and I'm more active standing other groups, if you can say, if you can express it like that. But I don't know, I'm just drawn to Infinite, and I think like they're very attractive in their own way and really unique. So you should definitely check them out if you don't know who they are. Yeah. So those who are into Monsta X know that they've been, or they're on tour right now and been like really active in America, definitely. And their interviews are so funny. I mean, like, they're so savage, but still, like, so cute. Especially like with BuzzFeed, their puppy interview. You should definitely check that out. And I just hope that they have a comeback really soon. Yeah. I forgot to mention Stray Kids have a new comeback, or they've had a new comeback. My Pace. I mean, it's just so catchy as well. And I just love all JYP artists for some reason. I guess it's because I've GOT7, but anyways, when you start to stan GOT7 or just any other group in JYP, you just like naturally fall in love with all the groups because they're also supportive of each other, they promote each other. And I feel like it's kind of those groups, they have a lot of foreigners often, such as GOT7 and DAY6, Stray Kids as well though. And I feel like you can relate and communicate a lot. I mean, JYP artists, they focus a lot of on communication between fans and the idols. So, I mean, it's really good. It's really nice. But Stray Kids, I didn't think I would stand them, but their lyrics is just so deep and something you can relate to often. Especially me, I got stuck with BTS lyrics, but now I feel like Stray Kids have more, what should I say, lyrics that fits the teenagers now, because BTS has changed direction a bit, and I feel like they're like trying out their music a lot, and I really like that. But Stray Kids high is just the lyrics that just speaks to me. Okay, I know that I've been talking a lot for this episode, probably because I haven't done another one since my first. But I'm going to put some songs in a row right now and just not comment on them because my voice can be really annoying, I feel like. Yeah. I know these songs aren't very recent, but I just hope that you get some kind of new song that you like out of it. I know that the songs, it's not very many as well. Oh, I just realized I feel like I've been ending each like talking segment with a whatever or yeah, because I don't know how to end stuff, and as I'm not a native speaker, I don't feel comfortable enough talking, you know. But yeah, whatever. Oh, there we go again.